Sports Talk is on the air and streaming on the Sportsnet mobile app. Sportsnet 960 The Fan, Calgary.
All right, happy Saturday night and welcome to the South Okanagan Event Center. I guess welcome back to the South Okanagan Event Center if you listened a little earlier on this Saturday. And welcome to a Saturday night edition of Flames Talk on Apple, Spotify, Amazon, or wherever you get your podcasts. And of course, live right here on Sportsnet 960, The Fan. And we are wrapping up game two of the Young Stars Classic here in Penticton, British Columbia for the Calgary Flames. A 3-1 victory over the Edmonton Oilers in the Young Stars Battle of Alberta. It was a pretty solid night, all things considered, for this Flames prospects group. They lost their first game on Friday night, 4-3 in overtime to the Winnipeg Jets prospects. And tonight on this Saturday, a 3-1 win over the Oilers prospects on a night that I thought the Flames were generally the better group of the prospects, which is actually a pretty impressive thing when you take into account that the Flames have 8 players on their prospects team that are from the most recent draft. So 8 guys of 18-year-olds going up against some older teams in this tournament. Flames definitely were the group that deserved the victory against the Oilers. Prospects game, it's the preseason. We understand that doesn't mean a whole lot, but I did think that was pretty impressive here in Penticton. It's Steinberg along with you. We will get some post-game reaction from a member of this Flames Young Stars team here pretty quickly. We'll also hear from Calgary Wranglers head coach Trent Cull, who is running the show for the Flames here at the Young Stars as well. That's all coming your way here on our little Flames Talk post-game show from Penticton. But let's dive in. Let's dive in on some of the standouts and some of the things that definitely you came away impressed or other things that were noticeable maybe that weren't on the impressive side. I guess there's a couple of things I want to start with, and both of them are positive. I'm going to start with Sam Honzek, who ended up with an assist in this game. And from Friday to Saturday, I thought Honzek was a completely different player. Now, I do think you need to take into account that Honzek played on the de facto top line in this game and did not on Friday. Sam Morton and William Stromgren have been kind of the forward duo that's clearly the top line for this prospects group. Stromgren's got a year of American League hockey under his belt. Morton's a 25-year-old who played finished the year last year with the Wranglers as well. So those two guys have kind of driven the bus most for this Flames prospects group and did it again tonight against Edmonton, and Honzek was on their left wing, and I thought Honzek played well. I really do. I think that he was quite invisible on Friday. You know, Aaron Vickers and I were talking a little after Friday's game, and you know, noticeable that Honzek's a little faster, noticeable that Honzek's definitely a whole lot stronger and willing to engage that much more physically, but still didn't really impact the game much at all offensively. Well, that was very different in this game. He picked up the assist. I thought he was much more rounded offensively, was much more impactful in the offensive zone, and thus also his speed and his physicality was able to make a little bit more of an impact in this game. So I think that's a real positive, because this is the fifth time now, that Sam Honzek has played in a Young Stars game. Played 3 games last year in Penticton, and now his second game this year, and for the first time he really popped. And I think that's a real positive. I know there's a narrative out there that, you know, should the Flames regret taking Honzek, or is he going to turn into the type of guy that they wanted him to? Fact of the matter is, we don't know yet. He's still 19 years old. But for the first time at this event, for the first time wearing a Flames jersey, preseason or Young Stars, I thought he was really, really strong and one of the better forwards for the Flames. So, again, I do think that was a little bit of a product of playing with Morton and playing with Stromgren. But at the same time, I think that Honzek deserves some credit for being far more noticeable in this game against the Oilers than he was Friday night against Winnipeg. So that would be number one, and good on Sam, the 20. 2023 first-round pick of the Flames. That was a real nice game for him. The other guy I really wanted to highlight off the top, we'll get into some other names as well, and Sam Morton is going to join us here very shortly outside the Flames locker room. The other guy I really wanted to point out was Valtteri Ignatiu, the Finnish goaltender the Flames signed out of Sweden in March, got the start. So here's the deal. So they went Connor Murphy last night, Friday night against Winnipeg, and that was always part of the plan. They wanted to give Ignatiu, who's still acclimating himself to North American hockey, they wanted to give him a little bit of kind of the typical run-of-the-mill game day experience, because they didn't do a morning skate on Friday. They did do a morning skate here today on Saturday. So they went through a morning skate. Ignatiu got to go through all of that process and then get himself ready for the game here. And I thought Ignatiu was outstanding. Made 24 stops on 25 shots. He just looked like he belonged. Didn't look like... I asked Trent Cull this morning on Saturday morning. I asked, hey, how excited are you to see Ignatiu for the first time? Because Trent knows Connor Murphy. Trent knows Matt Radomski, the other two goalies that are here. And Trent's answer was, I'm really excited, but I want to make sure that we temper expectations because he's still learning the North American game, the North American dimensions, all of that type of stuff. Didn't look like that at all. And that's not to say that Trent was wrong. That was an important disclaimer, but that's more just a tip of the hat to the goaltender. Ignatiu did not look like he'd not played on North American ice before at all. He was sharp. He was steady. He was square. He moves really well in his crease. Boy, The Flames have coveted Ignatiu for quite some time. Jordan Sigalet, the director of goaltending, first identified him early last season and was all over it trying to convince him to sign with the Flames for months. Finally got him to do so sometime early in 2024, and then they couldn't announce it, make it official until March of 2024. And now that he's part of the organization, I know the Flames are very, very excited about Ignatiu and his first game in a Flames uniform. He did not fail to deliver, so that was a real promising thing. And you know, I would suggest that if the Flames are going to start, like if the big team is going to start with Vladar and Wolf as their 1-2 in whatever order, and Devin Cooley is the number one with the Wranglers, I think Ignatiu's kind of got the leg up, or maybe he's in pole position to win out that second job on the Wranglers this year. That's going to be really interesting to see. Okay, final score from the South Okanagan Event Center here in Penticton, B.C. Flames beat the Edmonton Oilers 3-1 in a Young Stars Battle of Alberta. It's the 2024 Young Stars Classic, and let's get some post-game reaction right now from just outside the Flames locker room. Now, a couple of goals in this tournament, 3 points in two games for Sam Morton, who joins us right now. Sam, it's Pat upstairs. Really appreciate the time. Congratulations on the victory. I guess just how did it feel out there in the second game of the event for you?
Thanks, Pat. Yeah, it felt like a little bit of a different game. I think yesterday there was a lot of nerves and people settling into the tournament. And today I think we started off a lot better, kind of controlled the puck and the pace of play in the first, and turned into a little bit of a track meet in the second and the third, which isn't necessarily ideal, but came out with the win, so that's what matters.
The whole idea of nerves and that type of stuff, it's understandable for a lot of guys who have not been in a situation like this before. How much of a focus was it from this coaching staff here going into the game today to, you know, maybe be a little bit more on it and be a little bit sharper? Was that one of the big things they were preaching going into this one?
I think it was a pretty well-understood message of last game that we got better as the game went on, and I think the message going in today was to just keep that rolling. So kind of keep doing what we're doing when we got to the second and third period of yesterday's game. And I thought we did that well going into the start of the game, and you know, we got the end result we wanted, but I still think going into Monday, I think the message is just going to be to simplify a little bit, and just the more simple we keep it, the more effective we'll be.
Sam, you've got a goal in each game so far. You got 3 points in two games. How have you felt in these first two games? It's also your first Young Stars as well.
Yeah, I'm having a good time. It's a really fun experience. I'm enjoying playing with Strommer and Hanzo today and Gridden the other day. So it's been fun to play with some new guys, and Strommer, who's a familiar face from last year. So it's been fun.
Tell us about playing specifically with William Stromgren. As you mentioned, you knew him a little bit from the Wranglers last year, and you two have been kind of the constants on the top line so far. What do you like about the way you and him play together?
Well, he's a super talented kid. He protects the puck super well. His vision's unbelievable. So as soon as I see him get it, I just try to get my feet going and get open for him, because chances are he's going to find me. So, yeah, he's definitely super fun to play with, and hopefully we can keep it going.
Final question for you, Sam. I know you've got some American League time under your belt. We talked a little bit about that earlier this week, and you're in a situation where you're also in your first Young Stars, but you're a little bit older than some of the other guys here. How much have you embraced being a leader? How much have you embraced kind of being one of those guys that leads the way here?
Yeah, you know, I just try to be myself. My experience or maturity or whatever you want to call it is helpful to other guys, yeah, that's great. But at the end of the day, I'm just trying to be a good guy, lead by example as much as I can, just based on what I think is best, and go from there.
Sam, appreciate the time, man. Congratulations on the win. Thanks so much for doing this, hey?
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for having me.
That is Sam Morton, another goal from him. In fact, he would end up having the game-winning goal in this 3-1 Flames victory over the Oilers in the Battle of Alberta Young Stars Classic style. Flames moved to 1-0-1 in this year's Young Stars Classic. They close it out Monday when they take on the Vancouver Canucks. That'll be a 2:30 Pacific time, 3:30 Mountain time start for the Young Stars Classic closer. Here at the South Okanagan Event Center. It's a little Flames talk post-game, Young Star style. Pat Steinberg along with you here at the South Okanagan Event Center. A few other observations from this one. We've told you about Sam Honzek, who was playing with Sam Morton, who we just spoke to, and William Stromgren. We talked a little bit about Valtteri Ignatiu in net. A few other names. I did want to point out that Sam Morton continues to be the most consistent driver on this team. Him and Stromgren, I didn't think Stromgren was as strong tonight as he was on Friday, but still very good. Morton was outstanding once again. He's got two goals and an assist in the two games so far. And honestly, you know, we talked about him coming into this, and I know that we talked a little bit about it on Friday's Flames Talk. Just like, this is a guy that is really impressive in terms of what he's been able to do since leaving Minnesota State. So he finished his 4 years at Minnesota State in the spring, immediately went from Minnesota State to signing with the Flames and joining the Wranglers, jumped right into playing AHL playoff push hockey and then AHL postseason hockey, and was an instant hit and definitely was an important offensive part of the Wranglers last year. And now he comes to his first Young Stars. He just turned 25 in July, and he's a little bit older than a lot of the other guys here, and that's really showing through. His game's more mature, it's more polished, it's more refined, and he's able to drive things a little bit more impactfully than others. One thing that you really see about Morton, though, he has got a shot. And the shot that he let loose on the game winner was one that not a lot of guys at this event are going to be unleashing. So it's been a really good event so far for Sam Morton. I'm not sure whether he'll play in Monday's closer against Vancouver. A guy like that, they may give him the day off and let him get ready for main camp, which starts next week. We'll see. That'll be something to keep an eye on going into Monday's game. But just wanted to point out how good Sam Morton's been now in six periods of action. I really liked Hunter Brustevich, and I thought that that's been a slow build. Brustevich had a really rough first period on Friday against the Jets and has gotten better from there. Better in the second and third on Friday, and I thought he was really, really dynamic here in this game tonight. He possesses the puck confidently. He makes good reads offensively. In an event like this, his defensive game has some hiccups here and there, but generally it's just fine from what I've seen anyway, in my opinion. So I really liked Hunter Brustevich. He gets another point, picks up an assist in this one. Just so poised with the puck, though. And everything you hear about him is that, boy, when he's got the puck on his stick, he can be a really, really poised player. And he can, he's been a power play specialist in the Ontario League with Kitchener. So we've seen a lot of that type of stuff from Brustevich in two games, and I thought he was a positive standout. I thought that, and the last guy I wanted to point out was Luke Misa. Boy, this 2024 pick of the Flames is not only skilled, which I think we knew when you took a look at Luke Meese's numbers from Mississauga, 81 points in 66 games last year, we knew he was skilled, but the one thing that really stands out to me is how smart this guy is. His hockey IQ really shines through in an event like this, playing against peers, playing against other, you know, non-proven potential NHLers. He reads the play really well away from the puck. He gets into passing lanes and intercepts passes really well, and then so slick with the puck on his stick. He had 26 goals and 81 points last year in those 66 games with the OHL's Mississauga Steelheads, and you can see why. He put an absolute beauty of a pass onto the stick of Andrew Basha for the game-tying goal in the first period of this game. It was Brustevich who found Misa, and then Misa looked off a defender, cross-seam, right onto Basha's stick, and bam, made it 1-1, and that was... that was impressive, and that was the one that ended up on the score sheet. Misa also scored an empty netter for a goal and an assist, but there were three or four other plays that Misa made that you're like, okay, this guy is slick. This guy has a high level of skill. So I wanted to point that out. Fifth-round pick of the Flames in the most recent draft out of Mississauga. He was also a real standout for me. Final guy we'll talk about. I know there was definitely some, I'm trying to think of the right word, some criticism or some consternation about Zane Parekh's first game on Friday, the Flames' first-round pick from this most recent draft. And he did struggle Friday against the Jets. I didn't think he struggled in this game against the Oilers. I didn't think that he was poor, but you're still waiting for the most recent first-round pick, or I guess in this case, the highest first-round pick from 2024. You're still waiting for him to pop a little bit. And through six periods, Parekh has not popped for me. He's... you know, made a lot of mistakes on Friday, less of them in this game tonight. But even on the power play, you're still waiting for it to really jump off the page. Like, definitely, no question, there have been numerous times you're like, okay, this guy, we know this guy's got some skill. But I still think more than anything else, I think Parekh just started kind of feeling his way through this thing. His skill set and his high level of ability translates against guys in the Ontario Hockey League. But now when you're playing against some guys who are 22, 23 years old, you know, Vancouver's got an AHL All-Star on their team for Monday's game. The Oilers had plenty of 23-year-olds, and we know that This is a time in young men's lives where that 1 year can make a significant difference in terms of your physical ability and how much you can impact the game. So now here's Zane Parekh, 18 years old, playing up against some guys who have 3-4 years of that physical maturity on them, and even the mental maturity in terms of the hockey IQ. And yeah, that I think is something that he's feeling through and working out. So I thought it was better, but you're still waiting for it to pop. I thought it popped a little bit more, for instance, with Brustevich. I thought that Misa popped, and a few other names really did in this game on Saturday night. Your final score, I'm just going to see if I can stretch it out a little bit more to see if we can get our Trent Cull post game. But I'm not going to stretch too much because it's a Young Stars post-game show. So if I don't get Trent Cull here in a couple of minutes, I will. We'll just wrap it up, which is fine. If we do get Trent Cull in a minute or two, we will bring that to you and then wrap things up. It's Steinberg along with you. South Okanagan Event Center in Penticton. Young Stars Classic 2024 continues. Flames are now 1-0-1 in the 2024 event. They'll finish it off Monday against Vancouver. 4-3 overtime loss to Winnipeg on Friday. 3-1 win over the Edmonton Oilers on this Saturday. Note the start time, 2:30 Pacific, 3:30 Mountain for the Flames and Canucks to wrap up the Young Stars Classic. That's on Monday afternoon, so we'll have a little Flames talk leading into it. Craig Conroy is going to join us here in Penticton on Monday on Flames Talk leading in. Derek Wills and yours truly will have the call for you here on Sportsnet 960 The Fan. Little post-game show as always, and then the drive back and Tuesday. We'll be back in Calgary for Flames Talk at regular time. Thanks to Connor Gronsdahl back in the studio. Not going to stretch it out too much longer. Sounds like they're still waiting for Trent Cull to come out. So we won't stretch it out. We'll wrap things up. Flames Talk postgame Young Stars edition available on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. We'll talk to you on Monday on Flames Talk ahead of the Flames and Canucks for the final game of the 2024 Young Stars Classic. Have yourself a great evening. This has been Flames Talk on a Saturday on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.